I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 642. Joy does not come in a box. Let's continue the theme of joy from yesterday's episode. The Beatles used to sing, "I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. 'Cause I don't care too much for money can't buy me love." They were right. Money can't buy me love. And it can't buy me joy either. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love the Lord our God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then to show that love by how we love others around us. To let Jesus live a life of love through us, even in the stressful Christmas season. When we shop for Christmas presents, we shop for that moment when the person we're buying for actually opens our gift. And when they do, if we're present, we pay close attention to the reaction, the expression on his or her face, to see if maybe perhaps our gift gave them joy. I get it. I've done it. But the truth is, joy doesn't come in a box. So give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's talk about joy, the source of it, where it comes from, and some false ideas about it. Hear a portion of Scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to find joy elsewhere this year. I saw a tweet that got me going on this whole topic. Shane Claiborne wrote, "Our job is to train up a generation to laugh at the lie that our joy has to be purchased." Oh, that's good. The trouble is, we don't laugh at the lie that our joy has to be purchased. We buy into that lie completely. See what I did right there? We buy into it. And we're often disappointed when it doesn't work. I'm struck by the contrast of what we look for in joy and what Scripture actually says about joy. Here are some examples. In Romans 12, Paul wrote, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." Joy right next to affliction and prayer? Are we okay with that? Or Psalm 94:19, "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy." Wait a second. I was anxious, but God's comfort brings joy? Of course, there's that famous one in Habakkuk. "Though the fig tree does not bud, there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pens and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior." Now, you can look up many others, but the point is obvious. Joy doesn't come in a box or in happy circumstances. Joy comes in Jesus, in knowing that you are loved and forgiven and wanted and welcome and safe in his eternal arms. That's where joy comes from. And that's a permanent joy that I can embrace. How about you? Here's the great question. When you give gifts this year, be honest. What are your expectations for the person receiving that gift? And what expectations do you have for yourself? Let's pray this prayer adapted from knowingjesus.com. Heavenly Father, what a comfort to read of the prophets of old who, despite the difficulties and dangers they were called upon to face, they were still able to rejoice in the Lord and trust in your never-failing faithfulness. I pray that I'll be like them. I want to receive your abiding joy and discover, like them, that the joy of the Lord is my strength, and that the peace that comes from you is an abiding peace that enables me to overcome all the difficulties of life in the power of your Holy Spirit. So God, would you fill my heart with your abiding joy so I may rejoice in life's circumstances, in periods of plenty, and during those seasons when I have very little, in times of hardship as well as those times of great sufficiency. May my heart rejoice in good times and bad, and may your abiding joy, your abiding peace find residence in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 643. In the meantime, do you remember the Grinch movie? I love the ending where he finally confesses what we all need to admit. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. Podcast family, may the joy of Christmas be yours. But remember, joy does not come in a box.